بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our 17th session reading from Let's Begin to Read Arabic, and the lessons that we intend to do today are lesson 32 and lesson 33. Because of the fluctuating times for the prayers during the winter season, especially for Asr and Maghrib and Isha, not so for Dhuhr, but because of that, there's going to be some modification of the times, because the class has to be what? Subject to the time of the Salat. We have to pray in accordance with we have to have the class in consideration of the time for the prayer. So there's going to be some fluctuation in the time for the class, so please pay attention to that. As far as this particular class, the first class, hopefully, inshallah, we're going to be able to start at this time, immediately after Dhuhr, which is going to be around 12:15 or maybe 12:20, like today. Anyway, close to that. The other classes, the times are going to be fluctuating, because the time for Asr is getting earlier, and the time for Maghrib is getting earlier. So we're going to have to pay attention to that. Okay, so I'm just reminding you of that, just so that, as often as possible, I'll try to send you a reminder of any time changes. Like I said, today we're going to be doing lessons 32, dealing with the consonant kha on page 64 and 65, and lesson 33, dealing with the letter hamza when it has no seat, when it's not written on top of aleph or waw or ya, when it's just written directly on the line without a seat. This is on pages 66 and 67. And also in the homework assignment, I reminded you that we only have 9 consonants left in the alphabet. We only have 9. After today, we only have 9 consonants left. So let's try to be constant in our review, so that we retain whatever we have learned in the past and we don't forget those things that we've already taken. Today, before we start with the lessons for today, lesson 32 and 33, I just want to quickly review the lessons that we covered last week. Lesson 30 on page 60 and 61, and lesson 31 on page 62 and 63. So if you can turn to page 60 for lesson 30, we'll quickly review lesson 30 and 31 and then go on to the lessons for today. Okay. All right, so if everybody has the page, we're looking at lesson 30 on page 60. Lesson 30 on page 60. And this lesson is dealing with the glottal stop, meaning the letter hamza. The letter hamza when it is without a vowel, when it doesn't have a vowel. When the letter hamza has sukoon, then it's just a stop. If it has a vowel, you pronounce it like the sound of its vowel, a, e, or u. But here, if it's no vowel, it's just a stop. A very, very short break in the word. Wherever it came in the word, there's just a brief stop, and then you go on to pronounce the rest of the word. Okay, so let's look. Page 60, lesson 30, line 1, the first word. Ra'sun. Ra. A little break, right? Ra'sun. Ra'sun. The second word.
Ya'ti.
Ya'ti. With elongation on the second syllable. Ya'ti. Third word.
Ya-kulu.
Again, there's a break. Ya, and then ku-lu. Two short vowels. Ya-kulu. Line 2, page 60. First word.
Ba-sun.
Ba-sun. Naam. Second word.
Ka-sun.
Ka-sun. Last word.
Fa-ti.
Fa-ti. T, short vowel, right? Okay, let's go on to this combination of words that comes from ayah in the Quran. We said that's in Surah Kaf, Surah 18, ayah 94. Line 3, let's read one word at a time. First word.
Inna.
Inna. Short vowel, but shadda on the noon. Inna. Second word.
Ya-juja.
Ya-juja. Ya-juja. The last part. Wama'juja. Okay? The first word, inna and ya'juja. Read them together. First two words.
Inna ya'juja.
نعم إن يأجوج second part last part
ومأجوج
okay let's read it all together straight across
إن يأجوج ومأجوج
نعم إن مأجوج إن يأجوج ومأجوج نعم the rest of the ayat مفسدون في الأرض يعني that they will make corruption in the earth okay let's turn to page 61 page 61 lesson 30 page 61 the letter Hamza when it has no vowel when it has sukoon it's just a stop line number 4 first word ka da bi kada bi نعم second word ma'wahu ma'wahu third word fa'run last word ma'kalun tanween on end ma'kalun ma'kalun okay line 5 again let's take one word at a time the first word kulla shadda but short vowel kulla next word yawmin next word huwa huwa that's one word then the preposition next word
fi
and the last word
sha'nin
sha'nin okay let's read it first two words kulla yawmin second two words huwa fi and the last word
sha'nin
okay let's read it all together straight across نعم كل يوم هو في شأن نعم this is also from the Quran 55th surah Surah Al-Rahman ayah 29 last line 6 first word again first word نعم ما لا همزة with سكون ما لا stop ما لا and then the last syllable 2 ما لا 2 ما لا to nam next word
badana
badana last word
nashatum
nashatum okay let's go to the next lesson 31 on page 62 and 63 this is the letter thal the letter thal yani we said that this letter is pronounced like th in this or that or these or those its articulation point is like the letter va and the letter tha the letter va and the letter tha that is from the top side of the tip of the tongue and the bottom edges of the two top incisors yani the letter tha thal tha as in this huh okay let's look at this letter exercise number Yani the first line, page 62, first line, first word. Ith. One syllable. Ith. Second word. Itha. 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 Third word. Short vowel, long vowel, short vowel. A. Tha. Hu. A. Tha. Hu. Next word. Tha. Ka. Ra. Zakara. Zakara. Last word. Zikrun. Zikrun. Okay, line 2. First word. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. First word.
Zukurun.
Zukurun. Second word.
Zu.
Zu. One syllable. One long vowel. Zu. Third word.
Zatu.
Zatu. Last word.
Zawata.
Now, two long vowels on the end. Zat. Wata, zawata, zawata. Okay, line 3, first word.
Zubabun.
Second word. Okay, let's go back a minute. Somebody have a question about the first word? Okay, let's start all again. Line 3, first word.
Zubabun.
Second word.
Zubabun.
Dharratun. Shadda on the ra.
Zarratun. Zarratun.
If we stop on this word, how do we pronounce it?
Zarra.
Zarra. And if we stop on it, the ta marbut is pronounced like ha, like a regular H with no vowels. Don't pronounce the vowels if you stop on ta marbut. It should be pronounced zarra. Zarra. Like there's a H on the end with no vowels. Third word.
Zalilun.
Zalilun. Zalilun. Last word. Shadda on the lamb. Azillatun. 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 If we stop on this word, we pronounce it?
Azilla.
Azilla. If we stop on it, we don't pronounce the ta marbuta as T, we pronounce it as H with no vowels. Azilla. Azilla. Okay, turn to page 63, line 4. Pay attention to the shadda on the calf. And the following letter has sukoon. First word.
Zakkaytum.
Zakkaytum. Second word.
Dhunubun.
Dhunubun. Last word.
Zahaba.
Zahaba. Okay, note the box on the bottom of that page, or right under line 4, we see the letters Dal and Zal. And this is just a reminder to us that these letters are similar to one another in their form. They're both written exactly the same way in beginning, middle, and end, except that Del doesn't have any nukta, it doesn't have a dot, and Zal has one dot on top of it, yani one nukta. So please pay attention to yani the resemblance between letters that are similar, and make sure you distinguish between them in terms of their sound. Both of these letters are also, what else do they have in common? What else do these two letters have in common besides their form? They look similar. What else do they have in common? They can't be connected to anything following them. Both of them are non-connectors. Both of them are non-connectors. Okay, let's go to the lessons for today. First lesson being lesson 32. Lesson 32, the letter Kha. The letter Kha. This letter Kha is one of the letters of the throat. It's one of the letters of the throat, okay? There's actually no English equivalent, yani exact same sound in English, but in any case, this letter is produced by partially closing and tensing the throat and then forcing the air out. Yani it's coming from the throat. It's partially closing the throat, but not all the way, and then forcing the air out. You say, kha, kha, khi. Kho, kha, okay? The kha is similar, or in any case, in Scottish, lach. I don't know what that means. In any case, its articulation point is from the closest part of the throat, along with ghain. From the closest part of the throat. Meaning, there are six letters of the throat. The bottom of the throat, the middle of the throat, and the top of the throat is closest to the tongue. The closest part of the throat, kha, is from the upper part of the throat. Okay, so the letters of the throat are Hamza and Ha. That's on the bottom. And then Ain and Ha. That's in the middle. And then Ghain and Kha. That's on the top of the throat. So it's from the top of the throat, closest to the tongue. The letter Kha. Yani, along with the letter Ghain, which we'll take yani next week, inshallah. Okay, so what we want to do now is look at the letter Kha, keeping in mind yani that this letter doesn't have any English equivalent, so it requires some practice. It requires some practice. Some words that we know in Arabic that are written with this letter, perhaps we were not really paying attention to the correct sound of it, so we might be saying some Arabic words wrong because of us not pronouncing certain Arabic letters properly, okay? So now that we're getting this letter, we want us to go back and look at the words that we already know that have kha in them, and we're to make sure that we're pronouncing them correctly, okay? Like the name of the first wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is kha, kha, Khadija, Khadija, and the name of the great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is a famous warrior, his name is Khalid, not Khalid, Khalid. With a long vowel, Khalid ibn al-Walid. Khalid ibn al-Walid, radiallahu anhu. And the name of the muezzin of this masjid, his name is also Khalid. Now, thank you, my dear brother. Duhak. Taib. Okay. Again, yani the forms of the letter Kha, the first form they gave us here, yani when it's written by itself, when it's not connected to anything, the independent alone form, that's the full form of the letter Kha, and then it's modified slightly for the next form, which is the beginning form, when it's connected to something following it. We don't have the rest of the forms, but the middle form is just like the beginning form, except it just has a line on both sides of it to connect to the letters before it and the letters after it. And the final form goes back to the original independent alone form, just with a little line for connecting. So as we look at the words, we'll see the letter Kha written on the end. We'll see the letter Kha written in the beginning. We'll see it written in the middle. Try to pay attention to its form, okay? Let's go to lesson 32, page 64, line 1. The first word. A-khun. 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 Huh? Normally we don't say it like that, right? We don't say ach. We say ak. Aki. Ak. Not ak. Ach. Kha. Okay? So that's the word that we're going to have to reform. Reshape. Can you relearn again, right? Ach. Not ak. Ak. A ak. A ak. It's not ak. It's ach. Achun with tanwin means a brother. A brother. Nam. El ach means the brother. And achi means my brother. Ach. Okay? Second word. Second word. Ba-da-khun. 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 Here again we see the letter Kha written in its independent form. And that's because even though it's at the end of the word, the letter before it is a non-connector. So that's why it's not connected here. Okay? Because the letter before it is a non-connector. But in the next word, we will see the letter Kha written on the end of a word, connected. Okay, we'll see it in the next word. Yani line 1, the third word. What? How do we pronounce this word? Third word. Shadda on the Kha, right? Mukh. Khun. Mukh. Khun. Just hold the Kha because of the Shadda. Mukh. Khun. Mukh. Khun. Some of the people used to say, in a little bit of broken Arabic, Ma fi mukh. Ma fi mukh means that he doesn't have a mukh. A mukh is a brain. Naam. Mukhun. It also means the essence or the core of something. Yani the best part of it. The mukh. Naam. Okay, this is line 1. Fourth word. Fourth word.
Khubzun.
Two syllables. Khubzun. Khubzun. That's a famous word, right?
Bread.
Bread. Bread. Naam. Okay, last word, line 1. Ikhwatun. 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 Try to exaggerate a little bit in the pronunciation of the letter Kha until it sticks in your brain. Yani the way that we should be pronouncing it as opposed to the way that we had been pronouncing it before. Okay? Ikhwatun. Ikhwatun. If we stop on this word, we pronounce it? Ikhwa. Ikhwa. Naam. Masjid Ikhwa. Naam. Masjid al-Ikhwa. Naam. Tayyip, let's go back to line 1. I mean, let's go back to the beginning of line 1 and let's read it straight across all together. First word.
Akhun.
Akhun. Second word.
Badakhun.
Third word. Mukhun. Fourth word. Khubzun. Last word?
Ikhwatun.
Ikhwatun. Ikhwatun. Type line 2. First word. Ukhtun. Ukhtun. This is also a famous word. Ukhtun. Anybody knows ukht?
Sister.
Sister. Ukhtun. A sister. Yani we had akhun, now we have ukhtun. A sister. Okay, and the next word is the plural of ukhtun. Second word, pronounce it.
Akhawatun.
Akhawatun. Akhawatun means sisters. The plural of ukhtun, akhawatun. Naam. More than two, yani three or more. Three or more sisters. Line 2, the third word.
Khalilun. 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 This is also a famous word. Huh? No, not Qalil with Qaf. This word Kha. Okay, and this is also something that I should have mentioned here. Thank you for reminding me. The difference between the letter Kha and the letter Qa. The letter Qaf. Qa. Okay? Qaf is just before the throat. So they're almost from the same makhraj. Qa is the letter of the tongue. The end of the tongue, just before the throat, is the letter Qaf. And then right after it comes the top of the throat, the letter Kha and Ghain. Okay, so these are close in the makhraj. Please be careful not to pronounce Kha for Qa. 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 Okay, that's the letter Qaf. Alright, again, the third word, line two, is what? Kha. Khalilun. Khalilun. The Khalilullah, yani it is said that it is the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. He is Khalilullah, the close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Line two, last word. Bakhila. That's a verb. Bakhila. Bakhila. Usually if you see a word, it doesn't take tanween and it doesn't take alif lam. Most of the time it's going to be a verb. Most of the time it's going to be a verb. Bakhila. Bakhila. Line three. First word. Khashiya. This word also doesn't have alif lam or tanween. That's because it's a verb. Khashiya. Man khashiya ar-Rahmana. Ha? Man khashiya ar-Rahman. The one who has khashiya of ar-Rahman. Yani it means the fear. Yani to be in awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khashiya. Khashiya. Second word, line three. Da. Kha. La. Dakhala. Dakhala. That's also a verb. No alif lam, no tanween, right? Okay, dakhala. Next word, third word. Yadkhulu. 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 Also, no alif lam, no tanween. That's also a verb. Dakhala is the past tense to enter. Yadkhulu is the present tense entering. He is entering, or he does enter. Okay, line three, last word. We had this word already. Khalidun. Khalidun. Naam. That's a name, right? Khalidun. Okay, I don't know. Did we read line two straight across?
No.
We didn't, huh? I forgot. Okay, pardon me. Let's go back to line two and read it straight across, and then line three and read it straight across. Line two, first word.
Ukhtun.
Second word. Akhawatun. Third word. Khalilun. Last word? Bakhila. Bakhila. Okay, line three, straight across. First word? Khashiya. Khashiya. Notice that here, in this word khashiya, the second letter, sheen, has kesra, and is followed by ya. But ya is not elongating the kesra. Why? Because it has a vowel of its own. So remember, the letter ya, it may be used as elongation for kesra, or it may be used as a consonant of its own. If it has a vowel, it's not elongating the kesra. And the same thing with wow, if it's following dhamma, if it has no vowel, it's elongating the dhamma. But if it has a vowel, then it's a consonant. So be careful that you don't elongate the kesra. Don't say khashiyya. No, it's not elongating the kesra. It's kha. She, yeah, khashiya, khashiya. Okay, second word, line three.
Dakhala.
Dakhala. Third word.
Yadkhulu.
Yadkhulu. Last word.
Khalidun.
Khalidun. Okay, let's turn to page 65. Turn to page 65. And we're still on lesson 32. Page 65, line 4. First word. First word. Akhlada. Akhlada. Akhla. Akh. Akhlada. Akhlada. Second word. Kharaja. Kharaja. Also no alif lam, no tanween. That's a verb. Kharaja. Kharaja. To go out. He went out. Third word, line four, third word. Khaymatun, khaymatun, khaymatun. Last word, line four. Khiyamun, khiyamun. Be careful that you don't pronounce it like cough and say qiyamun. Qiyam means qiyam, standing, like in salat, right? Khiyam is different, okay? Be careful. Qiyam, yani it's from khayma, yani tent. Qiyam, khiyam, khayma, khiyam. Yani a tent, like in the desert, you set up a tent or when you go camping. Naam. But be careful, don't pronounce it qiyam. Qiyam in salat is standing with qaf. This is with kha. Khiyam. That's why it's important to emphasize the pronunciation of the letter kha. Otherwise, it may be very close to qaf and we get confused with the words. Okay, line four, let's go from the beginning to the end. First word. Akhlada. Akhlada. Second word. Kharaja. Kharaja. Third word. Khaymatun. Khaymatun. Last word. Khiyamun. Khiyamun. Line five. Line five. First word. Akhbarun. Three syllables. Akhbarun. Akhbarun. Second word. Khabirun. Again. Khabirun. Be careful. You don't pronounce it kabirun with kaf, right? Kabirun. Kabirun means big. And khabirun means to be informed, to be well informed, to know about things, to be informed. And this is one of the names of Allah. Al-Khabir. Al-Khabir. Al-Khabir is one of the names of Allah. They're all aware. The one who's aware of everything. Naam. And as well, with Kaf, Al-Kabir is also one of the names of Allah, right? The great. Al-Kabir. Okay. Third word, line five. Khardalun. 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 Naam. Line five, last word. Akhadha. 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 Naam. Brother, what's his name? Judei? Judei. Judei. Naam. Judei. If I was a teacher in the public school, I would think you're doing something behind your back. That's if, I said. I beat you to it. I said, if I was a teacher in the public school. But I'm not a teacher in the public school. So I'm not thinking that about you. Yeah, Judei. MashaAllah. You got to be ahead of these youngsters, man. If. Naam. Taib, line 5. Let's read line 5 from beginning to end. First word. Akhbarun. Second word. Khabirun. Khabirun. Third word. Khardalun. Last word. Akhada. Akhada. Akhada is also no tanween, no alif lam. That means it's a
verb.
Yani, 9 times out of 10, if a word doesn't have alif lam or tanween, it's a verb. But it's not absolute. Because sometimes there are some nouns in Arabic that don't take tanween. Special type of words that don't take tanween. So that's not an absolute rule, but 99% of the time, if you see a noun, if you see a word that doesn't have alif lam or tanween, it's probably a verb. Okay, let's go to the last line, line 6. Pay attention, this word has 3 syllables. First word. Ukhdudun. Ukhdudun. Second word. Khudh. Yani, this is also a verb, but it's a command form verb. Fi'l amr, it means what?
Take.
Naam. Take. Naam. From akhada to take. Naam. Khudh. Naam. Third word. 3 syllables. Again. Khusranun. Khusranun mubinun. Naam. Last word, line 6. بِخَيْرٍ بِخَيْرٍ. That's like if somebody says كيف حالك, you can say أَنَا بِخَيْرٍ أَنَا بِخَيْرٍ. Now let's read line 6 from beginning to end. First word أُخْدُودٌ. Second word خُذ. Third word خُسْرَانٌ. Last word بِخَيْرٍ بِخَيْرٍ. Now, okay, let's go back to the beginning of the lesson and let's read individually. Beginning of the lesson, page 64, lesson 32, line 1, first word. Now, Mustafa. أَخُن أَخُن. Second word. Now, Abdul Salam. Oh, Abdul Wali.
بَذَخُن.
Now, third word. The brain word. Now, Abdul Shakur. مخن. مخن with شد on the خا. مخن. Fourth word. Fourth word. Salahuddin. خبزن. خبزن. Last word. Last word on the line 1. Abdul Sabur. إخواتن. إخواتن. I saw you raising your hand, but it looked like your arm was getting heavy. I don't know if you're going to be able to get it up or not. It was moving kind of slow, so I waited for you. See if you can get it up or not. That's precaution, right? Take precaution. Before you jump off the bus, make sure you know the word first, right? Especially if the bus is moving. طيب, line 2. First word, Abdullah. أختن. أختن. Second word. Second word. Who didn't read yet? Who's that back there raising a hand? I see a hand, but I don't know who it is. Oh, it's Hassan. Hassan, naam. أخواتن. أخواتن. Third word. Third word. Who didn't read yet? Muhammad. خليلٌ. Be careful from قا. خليلٌ. قليل means little amount, small amount. قليل. خليل is a name. يعني خليل. Now last word. جين. Okay, ba, khi, the last one. La, la, naam, ba, khi, la, ba, khi, la, ba, khi, la. طيب, line 3, first word, Abdul Rahman. Naam, kha, shi, ya, kha, shi, ya, kha, shi, ya. Second word, second word. Naam, I'm looking for Yusuf, somebody who didn't read yet. دخل. 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 Next word. Naam. Who didn't read yet? Okay, everybody. Abdulaziz. يدخل. يدخل. Last word. Line 3. Last word. Naam. Yusuf, right? Yusuf. خالدون. Naam. خالدون. خالدون. خالد. Naam. Page 65, line 4, first word, Mustafa.
أخلد.
أخلد. Second word. Abdul Halim? Naam. خرج. Third word. Third word. Naam. Fadl. Abdul Shakur. I always get mixed up. Abdul Shakur, Abdul Subur, but I got it right this time. Abdul Shakur. Naam. خي. That's a diphthong, right? فتيا. خي متون. خي متون. Naam. Last word. Last word. صلاح الدين. خيامون. Line 5. We're on page 65. Page 65. Lesson 32. Page 65. Line 5. Line 5. First word. حنيف. أخبارٌ. Second word. Naam. صلاح الدين. خبيرٌ. Third word. Third word. Abdul Wali. خردلٌ. خردلٌ. Last word. Last word. Muhammad. أخذ. Line 6. First word. Abdul Rahman. Good. Ukhdudun. Second word. Nam. On this side, nobody? Tayyib. I'll come back on this side. Yeah, Mustafa.
Khud.
Khud. If you want to give somebody something, tell them khud. Khud hada. Nam. Khud hada. Take this. Min fadlik, please. Yani with respect and kindness, right? Khud hada min fadlik. Nam. Third word, line 6. Abdul Shakur.
Khushratum.
Nun, nam, khusranun. Khusranun, by the way, means a great loss. Nam. Last word, Sulaiman. Ahsant, ya Sulaiman. Good to hear from you. Last word. Again, B. First word is kasra. B. Oh. B. خي بخيرن بخيرن. This is the answer that you might say to someone if they ask you how you're feeling and you're well. You might say بخيرن وأنا بخيرن بخيرن. Okay, let's go to the next. Any question about this letter, the letter خا? Any question about the letter خا? Again, try to remember that the letter خا is from the letters of the throat, it's from the top of the throat, along with the letter غين. Ghain, which will be taken next week as in Ghairil Maghdubi Alayhim. Gha, yani, letter Ghain, as in Maghdub. Maghdub. Naam, let's turn to. Any question about this lesson? Letter Kha? Okay, let's turn to the next lesson. Lesson 33. Lesson 33, page 66. Page 66. Lesson 33, page 66. This is the letter Hamza again. Yani we've seen this letter a lot of times, right? We've seen it written on top of Aleph. We've seen it when it doesn't have any vowel. And now we see it when it doesn't have any seat. Doesn't have a seat. What do we mean by a seat? Yani another letter that is written on top of. Sometimes it's written on top of Aleph. Sometimes it's written on top of Wow. And sometimes it's written on top of Yeah. And sometimes, as we see in this lesson, not written on top of anything. It's just written right on the line. With no seat. Not connected or attached to anything. Okay? So we're going to see how it comes like this. Okay? The occasions in which it's going to come like this are only in the middle or in the end of a word. It's never going to come, well, in the Mus'haf it may be written on the line. But that's because of a special script, right, way of writing that they're using. Otherwise, normally, the letter Hamza is not written on the line except in the middle of a word or in the end of a word. On the end of a word, if it's preceded by a long vowel or a letter, a consonant with sukun. So we're going to see in this lesson here that it's written on the end because of what? Because it's preceded either by a long vowel or it's preceded by a letter with sukun. Okay? It's preceded by a consonant with sukun or a long vowel. Long vowel is always going to be a sukun, right? Because the long vowel is fatha, elongated by aleph with no vowel. Yani, or it's Dhamma followed by Wow with no vowel. Or Kesra followed by Ya with no vowel. So it's either going to be a long vowel or any consonant that has sukun. If Hamza comes after it on the end of the word, it's going to be written on the line. On the line with no seat, okay? Alright, I'm not so concerned about you knowing the occasions when it's written on the line, but I'm more so concerned with you just recognizing it. Yani, how you pronounce it. That's what's really more important at this stage, where we are now. But you will see some examples, yani, of the Hamza on the end of the word, following a long vowel or a consonant with sukun. In this lesson, we're going to also see something else. We're going to also see, yani, the Hamza written by itself in the middle of a word. Okay, these are the two occasions where we're going to normally see it in the Arabic language. It's always on the end of a word, or in the middle of a word, we may also see it, yani, written without a seat. And that is if it is preceded by wow with sukun, as we see in the last line of this lesson, or if it is preceded by aleph and followed by aleph. Yani, in the middle of a word, if it's preceded by aleph and followed by aleph, it'll be written without a seat. Okay, but in any case, these rules about how to write the hamza, don't worry about that now. That's a little bit advanced, okay? So, maybe some advanced students here, they might benefit from that. Okay, Hamza,
is a glottal stop. It's pronounced from the throat. It's from the letters of the throat. But this, as opposed to kha, hamza is from the bottom of the throat. And it's from the bottom of the throat. Two letters on the bottom of the throat is hamza and ha, as in huwa. And then on top of them is ayn and ha, as in hamid. And then on top of them is ghain and kha that we just had. Okay, so these are three levels of the throat. Two on the bottom, two in the middle, two on the top. This letter hamza is from the bottom of the throat. Hamza and ha. Okay? So it's one of the letters of the throat. How do we pronounce it? What is its sound? Its sound is the sound of its vowel. Whatever its vowel is, that's how we pronounce it. The sound of its vowel. Okay? So, we're looking at the letter hamza. We see on the top of the page, it's just one hamza written there by itself with no seat. Because in this lesson, we're talking about hamza when it doesn't have a seat. Although we're going to see hamza in this lesson with a seat, maybe somewhere else. But what we're concerned about mostly is hamza when it has no seat. It's pronounced the same way, if it has a seat or no seat. If the seat is aleph, waw, or ya, it doesn't matter. Okay, because the sound of hamza is the sound of its vowel. It has nothing to do with its seat. So the seat doesn't really change the sound. So the same way we've been pronouncing hamza before, whether we saw it on top of an aleph or a waw or ya, we're going to pronounce it the same way here. Okay? Just, it's a glottal stop. It's pronounced like the sound of its vowel. Okay, let's go. Lesson 33, line 1, page 66, line 1. First word.
Da'un.
Da'un. Naam, Ibn Qayyim has a famous book called Adda wa Dawa. Adda is the poison or the sickness, and Dawa is the medicine. Naam. Da'un. Da'un. Second word.
Sama'un.
Sama'un. Sama'un. Sama'un is above us, that which is high above us, the sky or the heaven. Third word.
A-ba-un.
Two long vowels. A-ba-un. A-ba-un. A-ba-un is the plural of?
Father.
Ab, the plural of father. Fourth word. Bina'un. Short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Bina'un. Last word.
Fina'un.
Fina'un. Fina'un. Notice that in all these words, hamza is written at the end, and in each case is preceded by aleph, a long vowel. Okay, let's read from the beginning to the end of line 1. First word.
Da'un.
Da'un. Second word.
Sama'un.
Sama'un. Last word?
Aba'un.
Aba'un. Fourth word?
Bina'un.
Bina'un. Bina'un. Last word?
Fina'un.
Fina'un. Okay. Line 2. Line 2. First word. First word.
Abna'un.
Abna'un. Abna'un is the plural of?
Son.
Son, ibnun, ibnun. Abna'un. Second word.
Hawa'un.
Hawa'un. Hawa'un. Third word.
Jaza'un.
Jaza'un. Last word.
Sufara'u.
Sufara'u. Okay, here I just want to note before we read this line again, that this word doesn't have alif lam or tanween, and this is one of those words that I mentioned earlier. There are some words in Arabic language that don't take tanween, but it is a noun though. Even though it doesn't have alif lam or tanween, this word sufara'u is a noun, but it doesn't have tanween because it's a special type of word in Arabic that doesn't take tanween. Okay, let's read this line from beginning to end. Line 2, first word.
Abna'un.
Abna'un. Second word.
Hawa'un.
Third word.
Jaza'un.
Jaza'un. Last word.
Sufara'u.
Sufara'u. Naam. Line 3. First word.
Shifa'un.
Shifa'un. Second word.
Su'un.
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 Third word.
Shay'un.
Shay'un. That's a diphthong. Fatha followed by ya with sukun. Shay'un. Last word.
Juz'un.
Juz'un. Okay, what I want to note here is that Hamza in each of these words is written at the end of the word on the line, and I said there are two reasons why Hamza is written on the line at the end of the word. Either it's following a long vowel or it's following a consonant with sukun. So in the first case, it's followed by a long vowel aleph. In the second case, it's followed by a long vowel wow. And the third case is followed by a diphthong, yani ya with sukun. And in the last case, it's followed by a consonant with sukun. So it's either going to be a long vowel, yani, that's elongated by aleph, waw, or ya, or it's going to be a consonant that is without a vowel, sukun. Okay, let's read this line together. Line 3, page 66. First word.
Shifa'un.
Shifa'un means healing. Second word.
Su'un
means evil. Third word.
Shay'un
means a thing. And the last word?
Juz'un.
A juz is not a juice, right? Somebody says, you read your juice today? No, I read my juz today. Juz means a part. Yani, like a 30th of the Quran. Juz'un. It's not pronounced juice. Did you read your juice today? Nope. I read my juz today. Okay, let's go to the next page. Same lesson, 33, page 67, line 4. First word.
Kuf'un.
Notice that. It's written on the line at the end of the word because it's preceded by a consonant with sukun. Second word.
Ta'amun.
Ta'amun. Here, Hamza is written a line in the middle of a word because it's either preceded by a waw with sukun, or it has an aleph before and an aleph after it. Here in this case, it's preceded by a waw with sukun. Ta'amun. Ta'amun. Last word.
Sa'ala.
Sa'ala. Okay, let's go back and read from the beginning of this line. Line 4, first word.
Kuf'un.
Second word. Ta'amun. Last word.
Sa'ala.
Okay, let's go back and read from the beginning of this lesson individually, line by line, word by word. Lesson 33, page 66, line 1. First word, Abdul Shakur.
Da'un.
Second word, Mustafa.
Sama'un.
Third word, Abdullahi.
Aba'un.
Fourth word. Yusuf.
Bina'un.
Last word. Over here. Na'am.
Bina'un.
Huh? Fi-na-un. Good. Line 2, first word. Abdul Wali.
Abna'un.
Second word. Salahuddin.
Hawa'un.
Third word. Mustafa.
Jaza'un.
Last word. Na'am, Muhammad. Sufara'u. Line 3, first word. Abdul Rahman.
Shifa'un.
Second word. Abdul Sabur.
Su'un.
Third word. Now, Yusuf. Naam, again? I didn't hear you.
Yes.
Naam, Shay'un. Last word, Sulaiman. Juz'un. Page 67, line 4, first word. Salahuddin.
Kuf'un.
Second word. Mustafa.
Ta'amun.
Ta'amun. Last word, Abdulaziz. Sa'ala. Naam. Okay, this is what we wanted to cover today. We don't have a lot of time left. So we'll just review just a little bit, Yani. Let's review a little bit of what we covered last week, of the lessons that we covered last week. Let's go quickly to lesson 22, the letter Fa. We're going to just do a little bit. We only have a couple of minutes. Lesson 22, the letter Fa. It's on page 44. Page 44, the letter Fa. Okay, lesson 22, page 44, line 1, first word.
Kafin.
Second word.
Uffin.
Third word. Anfun. Last word.
Kaifa.
Line 2, first word.
Saufa.
Second word. Famun. Third word.
Kafun.
Last word. Lafifun. Line 3, first word.
Fatilun.
Second word.
Fuhu.
Third word.
Afnanun.
Last word.
Nafsun.
Page 45, line 4, first word.
Manfushun.
Second word.
Shafatun.
Shafatun. Third word.
Tafshalu.
Tafshalu. Last word.
Kafanun.
Line 5, first word.
Kafana.
Two long vowels at the end. Kafana. Second word.
Akufu.
Shaddo on the fa. Akufu. Last word.
Nafasun.
Nafasun. Next page, 46. Lesson 23. The letter fa. The letter fa. As in thought or think. As opposed to the letter thou, as in these and those. The letter fa. Okay, line 1. First word.
Batha.
Batha. Second word.
Thamma.
Third word.
Thumma.
Fourth word.
Thullatun.
With shadda on the lamb. Thullatun. Fifth word.
Thumamun.
Last word.
Thalama.
Line 2. First word.
Thalathatun.
Second word.
Thawbun.
Third word.
Thaba.
Last word.
Mathubatun.
Line 3. First word.
Mathabatun.
Second word.
Mathanatun.
Third word.
Thamanin.
Last word.
Mathalun.
Page 47, line 4. We're going to stop with this line. First word, line 4.
Athnaytu.
Second word.
Thabata.
Third word.
Thabit.
Last word.
Labitha.
Mashallah, mashallah. I am enjoying the way you are reading. Mashallah. If you're doing this for the first time, mashallah. Even if you're not doing it for the first time, it's very good, mashallah. Barakallahu feekum. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Shabban la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Please engage yourself in reviewing the lessons. We're coming near the end. Like I said, we only have 9 consonants remaining. And then, of course, we have some special rules that we're going to deal with in the end of the book after we finish the alphabet. Please, yani, stay on top of it. Please stay on top of it.